Tanner Youngberg is on headset first. Congratulations, man. Talk about that last play, 9.6 seconds left, and what was talked about there on the bench and the eventual game winner.
Well, we just kind of ran our side out of bounds play, just try to get the ball in first of all. They were trapping pretty good, and we were just going to try to get the ball in and make one last play on the hoop, so it worked out for us.
What you think about this game overall? Double overtime. You guys win it at the very end. Best game you've been a part of?
Yeah, it's definitely exciting, that's for sure. But, yeah, it was a long game. Props to San Jose. They played a really good game, but it was good we came out with it this one. So,
big steal you had there at the end of regulation to tie it at 40-40 and get it to the first overtime. Talk about that play and what you were looking at.
Well, I knew we were coming back a little bit. I knew we needed a play, so I was just waiting for one there, and I timed it, and it worked out there. It was sitting for me, so I just got a steal on that one. So,
24 points. Tanner Youngberg had three threes tonight. On to the sub-state. How about that?
Yeah, it's exciting.
Saturday night, you'll be playing in Algona. Tanner, congratulations. Great job.
Thank you.
Enjoy. And let's get Keegan Jamison on headset. He's a senior for the Indians. Keegan, you had at least a big play or two down the stretch in the overtimes, getting a steal, held ball. I mean, what was going through your mind? Every possession so valuable there once it got to the end of regulation and overtime, and you guys did enough to win.
Yeah, I just told myself that I wasn't going to let them score, and I stuck with my guy. I just made sure to play good defense.
Well, what were you thinking as St. Ed's took control there in the second quarter? You guys fell behind by as many as 7 points a couple of times in that third quarter, but you had to play catch-up in the last round, too, and did it against Southeast Valley, so you've been here before.
Yeah, we just believe in ourselves. You know, the fans believe in us, and we believe in our game plan, so it turned out well.
Double overtime, Pocahontas area defeats Fort Dodge St. Edmund. How tough is it going against this team? I mean, they make you play defense and string out their possessions well, very deliberate. How tough is it playing defense against the Gales?
Yeah, they're really physical. I mean, they're a good football school always. Mm-hmm. So they just bring physicality every game, and that's tough to defend.
Well, you guys brought it tonight. Double overtime win. Keegan, thanks for stopping up.
Thanks, Ryan.